Today is the third Sunday in the readings of Kiak. And we all know all the four readings of the Sundays very well. But just as a summary, who can tell me what was week one? What was week one? What was the reading of week one of the Sunday of Kiak? Sorry? Yeah, message to... To who, sorry?
Zacharias.
Zacharias, yeah, excellent. So the announcement of the birth of John the Baptist to Zacharias. Week two...
Saint Mary.
Yeah, it was the announcement to Saint Mary. Week three was this week, which is Saint Mary's visitation to Elizabeth and her praise. And the next week is... Yeah, the birth, that's right. The birth of Saint John the Baptist. And so this week... St. Mary, after hearing of the pregnancy of Elizabeth, as we all know, she quickly travels into the hill country of Judea to visit Elizabeth. And Aborna Daniel Fanous last year gave a really beautiful sermon about why she might have done this. We often think about she went there to serve Elizabeth, but in many ways... I think it's also reasonable to think that she went there to serve herself. She's heard of this miraculous pregnancy. She's been told this very uncertain news. And what would you want to do more than go and visit someone who is in the same situation as you, a miraculous pregnancy, to each gain support from each other? And in fact, they did that today. They each supported each other. So we know that today she entered the house of Elizabeth, greeted Elizabeth. St. John the Baptist leapt in the womb of Elizabeth. And then Elizabeth prophesies about St. Mary. And St. Mary in turn gives her praise, which is also a prophecy. And St. Mary's praise is often referred to as the Magnificat, which is the first word of her praise in the Latin translation, Magnificat or magnify. That is the first word in Latin. So I thought today we actually would just talk about the first line, "My soul magnifies the Lord." I thought we would just contemplate on that today. She starts by saying, "My soul magnifies the Lord." My soul magnifies the Lord. It's actually been a topic of multiple hymns throughout the ages. And paintings and poetry, this line, "My soul magnifies the Lord." But I ask you, who has ever said that in their prayer? Who of us has ever started a prayer, or in the middle or at the end, by saying the words, "My soul magnifies the Lord"? Who of us says that? Who spontaneously thinks that? "My soul magnifies the Lord." And what does it mean? How can you magnify the Lord? To magnify something means to make it bigger. You magnify an image on your phone. You zoom in. You magnify it. You make it bigger. Who can do that to the Lord? Can you make the Lord bigger? Can you make him greater? Can you make him more mighty than he already is? What does she mean by "my soul magnifies the Lord"? If you have a microscope and some cells on the slide, you can magnify the cells. You can make them larger. You're not actually making them larger, you're making them larger to you. You can see them better. They are the same size, but you're enlarging them for your own benefit. And this is very much what St. Mary is saying. She's saying that she is magnifying the Lord in her life. The Lord is great. He can't be magnified anymore. You can't make him any bigger. But when she says, "My soul magnifies the Lord," she's saying in her life, in her heart, in her mind, she is making him larger to her. She's enlarging his realm within her life. And we all know that the larger the role that the Lord has in our life, the smaller we become in our life. The larger we become in our life, the smaller the Lord becomes in our life. The more you think of him, the more you contemplate on him, the more you serve him, the more time you spend with him, the larger he becomes to you, and the smaller your problems and your issues, and the smaller you become in your own life. The smaller the world becomes in your life, the more the Lord becomes larger and larger. And if you think of it, it would be a great cure for pride. The more time you spend thinking about the Lord, how could you be proud? Pride can only enter our heart when we don't think of the Lord. And when we don't think of the Lord, we become larger and larger and larger in our own mind and in our own thoughts. We become greater and greater, and the Lord becomes less and less, and then we can become proud. But someone who spends their time thinking about the Lord and contemplating on the Lord and praying to the Lord, how can they then look to themselves as being someone great? You will naturally look to yourself and see yourself as what you are, which is small. So the people who truly magnify the Lord become very humble. And look at Saint Elizabeth and Saint Mary today. Who was greater than them at this time in their lives? But look at their lowliness and their humility. Elizabeth, who has been given great news, a great miracle, the forerunner will be born from her, she cries out, "Why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" She says, even though she could think of herself so highly, the first thing she thinks to say is, "What have I done to receive this blessing? How have I been worthy to have the mother of my Lord come and visit me?" She thinks of the Lord so much that she sees herself so small that she can be so humble as to think that. And Saint Mary is the same. She thinks to herself and she cries out, "He has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant." So the only people who can truly magnify the Lord, or when you really do magnify the Lord, we become like Saint Mary and Saint Elizabeth. In fact, very humble in our own eyes, without any pride. So how can we do it? How can we magnify the Lord? How can we enlarge him in our life? It's actually very simple. We'll talk about a few very simple points, but if you think about it, and it's all happened to us at various times, when we spend all of our time and all of our energy, all of our thoughts, all of our desires, all of our motivations on us, the Lord becomes tiny. If you go day after day after day and you barely think of the Lord, you barely give him time, the Lord becomes tiny in your life. He becomes so distant. It's like a speck on the horizon. You can maybe just see him if you look, if you think of it. So how can we make the Lord larger? How can we magnify him within us, within our life, and within the way we live our life? We can look to a few things that St. Mary does here in this passage. She does three main things. Firstly, she praises him. She praises him. If you want to magnify the Lord, praise him. And praising him is not actually anything difficult. It's not like some, you know, you have to be a theologian to praise the Lord. I once read something really beautiful. This writer was saying, if you want to praise the Lord, all you need to do is think about something that you love about him, something you like about him, and tell him about it. And just contemplate something that you like and just tell him about it. And look at what St. Mary does. She says, "Lord, you are mighty. You are mighty. And so this person would say, think about that. Think about the power of the Lord. And you might say, oh, Lord, you're so powerful. You're so strong. What is there that your arm cannot do? What, Lord, is there in this universe, not just this city or this country or this world, but in this universe that your hand cannot change or affect? Lord, you are so powerful. You are so mighty. Are there mighty people around me? Lord, you are mightier than the strongest person. You are mightier than the biggest nation. And in telling the Lord what you love about him, you'll find that you come to love him more. You love his attributes more. You contemplate on him and you come to love him. She says, Lord, you are so holy. Lord, you are so merciful. Imagine if you were just to talk to the Lord, talk to him in your prayer about his mercy. Lord, all the things I've done, you have forgiven them. All I need to do, Lord, is say sorry. You are so merciful. The number of times, Lord, you should have crushed me, but you didn't. You're so merciful. Look at me, Lord, when someone does something wrong, I want to exact revenge, but not you. You are so merciful. That's all praise is. Tell the Lord about the things that you love about him. Dwell on them, contemplate on them, and you will come to love him more. So that's one way to magnify him. If you praise the Lord, he will become so great in your life. He'll become so big. He'll be so big to you. So Mary thanks the Lord. She spends some time, hi Jerry. She spends some time thanking him. So she thanks him for the mercies and the promises that have not yet even been delivered to her yet. She thanks him for what it hasn't even happened. And not only that, she thanks him for the promises that are coming to her with grief. They're coming to her laden with problems and uncertainty and potential disaster for her personally. So much uncertainty for a young girl, and she still thanks him. Thanking the Lord is one way to magnify him. When we stop thanking the Lord, we stop remembering all the things he does. We start thinking that they are just happen by luck, or they just happen because, of course, they happen. That's the law, nature makes them happen. We think they happen because we're worthy. We think they happen because we have done it by our own hand. That's what happens when we stop thanking him. When we remember to thank him, he becomes again magnified in our life. The last thing that St. Mary does in her praise today, lots of us would read this praise and say, I can't come up with these words. I'm not a great poet that I can come up with these great words. My soul magnifies the Lord. You know, I can't think of these great lines. But who can tell me what this praise is very similar to? Whose praise is very similar to this in the Old Testament? Who can tell me? The praise of St. Mary, if you read it next to another person's praise from the Old Testament, it's very similar. Can anyone hazard a guess? Sorry? David, no, not David. I'll give you a clue. What was that? Hannah. Yeah, excellent. I was about to say the clue was it was another lady who was pregnant. It was Hannah. Hannah, the mother of Samuel. When she was found to be pregnant, she praised the Lord. St. Mary's praise today is, if you put it next to Hannah's praise, is very similar. What's the point for us? If you want to magnify the Lord in your life, contemplate on the Scriptures. Spend time in the Scripture. St. Mary wasn't a poet. She didn't mouth great swelling words from her own mind because she was learned and trained in literature. She would have spent her life contemplating on the Scriptures. She probably knew the praise of Hannah by heart. And then this happened to her, and those words have come out. They've come out of her heart, that she has filled year after year, filled her heart with the Scripture. I think he's going to pull everything off the altar, boy. Yeah. So That's one way that we can magnify the Lord in our life, by dwelling on the Scripture. There's one last thing I want to say, is that what impact will it have on other people if you magnify the Lord in your life? What will happen? Look what happened when St. Mary and Elizabeth met. They spontaneously burst into praise. It's like spontaneous combustion. Didn't even need a match. They saw each other. It was a chemical reaction. They burst forth into praise, both of them. They didn't think to themselves, when I see Elizabeth, what I'm going to do is I'll say hello and then I will go to say these words. It was a spontaneous bursting forth of praise when the two met. Holy people, people who magnify the Lord, people who magnify the Lord, when they meet others, they will talk about the Lord. That they will naturally talk about Him. Magnify the Lord in their life, what they will do is, when they see others, they won't be able to contain Him. If He's so big in your life, if He's so big to you, then when you meet others, that will become evident. That will come out in your conversation. In fact, what we spend our time talking with others about gives you a great window into what is important to you. If you want to know what's important to you, think of the last, say, 1 hour of conversation you had with your good friend. Think through that conversation. That will give you great insight into what is important to you. Why? Because the conversation we have with our friends is what we are interested in, what we're motivated in, what is filling our mind. What is filling our mind will come out in our conversation. And the Lord said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what is magnified in your life will be what comes out of your mouth. That will be an indication of what's magnified in your life. So when we magnify the Lord, we will naturally speak about Him. I had a really lovely experience just recently. I was at a kid's party, and you know, when you have kids, that's what you spend half of your weekend doing. And at one particular party, I was standing there with a group of people, and there was one servant who, over the 2 hours that we were there, he must have brought up conversation about the Lord maybe 50 times in 2 hours. He wasn't actually trying to preach to the group. That was just what was filling his heart. And he would be talking about something he'd read, or something he was thinking about, or an experience he had had, or something is happening in the church, or a service that's coming up, or something that he was thinking about, how would he do it, and he was looking for solutions. In the 2 hours, he was constantly filling the group with something beautiful. I left the party feeling like I had attended a service. It was a beautiful feeling. I left the party feeling like I had actually attended a sermon, but there was no sermon. It was just that the Lord was constantly being brought up into our consciousness. The Lord was magnified in his life, and he managed to magnify the Lord in the lives of the people who were sitting in that group. And this really is the last point. Charles Spurgeon has a very frightful statement. He asks the question of his congregation, what if I can't do that? What if you can't do that? What if you can't magnify the Lord in your life? He says, if there are any of you present tonight who cannot say it, get to your chambers or your bedroom, fall upon your knees and cry to the Lord to help you to do so. For as long as a man cannot magnify God, he is not fit for heaven, where the praises of God are the eternal occupation of all the blessed spirits. So that it's no light matter. A failure to magnify the Lord in our life means a failure of salvation. if the Lord is not so important that we magnify him, then heaven will not be for us. So I pray for myself firstly that we might magnify the Lord in our life, that we might enlarge him within our own lives, within our thoughts, within our minds, within our intentions, within our motivations, within our plans, and within our conversations. And glory be to God forever. Amen.